We've heard a lot of charges leveled this week, both against the University of North Carolina and against Mary Willingham. Yesterday, UNC Chancellor Carol Folt said the school has reviewed Willingham's data and found nearly the opposite of what she suggested. They say nearly all of their athletes are in good academic standing on their own accord. But it doesn't seem like that answer is satisfying people. What are we to make of the university's response?
Well, I think if you look at the university's responses to several of these issues since these scandals started, that there's certainly an issue with credibility. If you look at the Martin report, which was supposed to investigate the academic fraud in the Department of African and Afro-American Studies, not only did it really have a very limited scope, but it came to conclusions which we now know are actually the opposite of reality. The Martin report said it was not an athletic scandal. And just this week, Michael McAdoo, a former football player, told News and Observer that he was, in fact, steered to those sham courses in the African-American department by academic advisors in the athletic department. You know, Mary Willingham, meanwhile, is someone who has spent her life working with athletes and students, you know, to me, has immense credibility, really has nothing to gain by coming forward. It's already cost her the position she had in the athletic department. UNC has now pulled a plug on her research project. And the university has a history now of sort of going through data and kind of hand-picking what they like to support the conclusions that they want. So, you know, UNC's data may be correct, and it may refute what Willingham has, what her research has uncovered. But to this point, it's hard to take anything the university has to say at face value.
We've heard about a number of these academic scandals at universities, Florida State and Ohio State. This morning, the title of your column was UNC symbol of dysfunction. How is Carolina different from these other schools, or how has it been viewed as different from other schools like Ohio State and Florida State?
Well, I think it's viewed as different because there's a lot more of it going on. You know, this started with a football scandal where it turned out that there were, you know, agents infiltrated the football program to a great degree. And then it morphed into an academic scandal as we find out that there's a tutor involved in the football program in the scandal. And then there's plagiarism issues. And now there's a department that was offering classes that were apparently designed specifically to keep athletes eligible, no-show classes. And now Mary Willingham has come forward with a larger indictment of the entire system of educating athletes. So North Carolina not only has more of this sort of stuff going on, it has a toe in almost all of the different little puddles that can go wrong when you have problems with the intersection of academics and athletics. And on top of that, you're also talking about a school that, you know, for decades positioned itself as one of the universities that had figured out how to make that relationship work and really was considered to be a shining star of academics. And so for North Carolina's star to fall so far, it really attracts attention. And because of that, you know, the focus is turned towards North Carolina nationally. It really represents so much of what's wrong with college athletics in general.
North Carolina now is certainly in a spotlight and not one that I think any university would want to be dealing with. In a lot of ways, the problem, I think, is that perception becomes reality in these situations. So how does the university, how does Carolina move on from a scandal like this, be the allegations true or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I gave that a lot of thought yesterday as I was working on this column. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I think one is they've got to get to the bottom of this. They've got to figure out publicly how we're actually ending up in these classes. There needs to be a cleansing. You know, they need to come clean on this, and it's going to take more investigation, more internal investigation than what they've done so far. And then they're going to have to start rebuilding from there and say, have a conversation, which I don't really feel is taking place on campus, as to what is the role that we want intercollegiate athletics to play at this university? What is the larger goal? How does it serve our academic mission? Because in the end, it has to. Otherwise, you know, this is all just singing and dancing. If North Carolina can get itself cleaned up, figure out what went wrong, move forward, it can perhaps do this as a springboard to be a national leader in sort of establishing what that new relationship is going to be going forward.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Yeah, thank you.